Welcome to the inaugural Blotter Brief. There is a lot of true crime material out there going back years and years, and the main podcast just isn't ever going to get to everything. Plus, some topics don't require a ton of discussion, and I can just do a kind of directed verdict sort of a thing. So Blotter Briefs, teehee briefs, is my attempt to clear the docket, as it were, and also to use a lot of courtroom puns. Buckle up. Let's do this. And meet me in my chambers for... Last Scene. Last Scene is a podcast from WBUR. Here is The Crime from Wikipedia. On March 18th, 1990, 13 works of art, valued at a combined total of $500 million, were stolen from the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. In the early hours of the morning, I assume, that clause never quite finishes itself in the text. Guards admitted two men posing as police officers responding to a disturbance call. Once inside, the thieves tied up the guards and over the next hour committed the largest value recorded theft of private property in history. Despite efforts by the Federal Bureau of Investigation and multiple probes around the world, no arrests have been made and no works have been recovered. The story from WBUR and the Boston Globe comes Last Scene, a podcast hosted and produced by Kelly Horan and Jack Rodolico with Stephen Kirchin, who did the Globe coverage of the case and has written a book on it as well. Horan does most of the narrating, at least in the first episode, and she has a not unpleasant Phoebe Judgy quality to her timbre, and like Judge's podcast, Criminal, Horan et al.'s isn't just, or mostly, about a murder. Well, not yet. Not exactly.
If you look closely here, you could see the cut into the stretcher. You see that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so they were pressing hard.
Yeah.
With something extremely sharp because it's a very clean cut.
Right.
Well, it's a crime scene, really.
It's like the
chalk line of the body.
Exactly.
The murder scene.
It's a victim.
It is. It's a victim. I don't know why, but it makes me feel very queasy to look at it.
It does. Yeah. I get the same feeling every time I look at it. There's so much to it. It's Rembrandt, so you're in the presence of greatness, right? But you're in the presence of history, too. This is a stretcher that held one of the most valuable things that was ever stolen. Why am I this close to something Rembrandt had? I'm from Providence. There's no Rembrandt stuff like this. And you know, it's just an awe-inspiring thing. I've got to get it back.
With so much of the true crime genre occupied by murder cases, unsolved disappearances that probably will, come the day the disappeared are found, turn out to be murder cases, and the crimes against women and humanity we're obliged to witness each day in the headlines lately, sometimes you just want a nice, light, fluffy, $500 million art theft. Not to make light of the theft, it was a $500 million worth of art. It did take its toll on the guards held captive by the thieves, and it may have wound up brushing up against, if not murder, then New England gangster murderers, or their Philadelphia counterparts alleged to have tried to fence some of the works a few years ago. Horan's comparison of the frame a Rembrandt was cut out of to the chalk outline of a body might seem melodramatic, but I had just been thinking something similar, a crime scene, right before she said it in so many words. Horan is a longtime editor and producer for radio, and Last Scene is expertly constructed, moving easily back and forth in time, from Gardner's gathering her legendary collection, to the day of the heist in 1990, to present-day conversations with those present, contemporary reporters, and the museum's head of security, whom we heard from in the clip. You get a good grounding, especially given its audio, in the rough layout of the museum. You get a quick but effective overview of why the works stolen were significant, over and above their sticker prices. And at the end of the first episode, there's a little cliffhanger in which Horan and her team tease the possibility that the same thief or thieves didn't take all 13 stolen pieces. That the baker's dozenth may have vanished from the museum earlier, or that there were two heists happening at the same time. Last Scene is professionally made. It's not a big time commitment. Each episode is about a half hour, 40 minutes. And while I'm enjoying both Serial's third season and the new Bear Brook podcast, if you're looking for something a tad less unrelenting on the topics of the justice system's creation of a racial and fiscal underclass, or, you know, bodies of children in barrels, this is an excellent option. And it's only a handful of episodes in. A new one should drop as you're listening to this today. So if you've got a vacancy in your Monday download schedule, you are welcome. That is Last Scene, S-E-E-N, available in all the usual pod spots, and there's lots of ancillary material about the case at wbur.org/last scene. You can see more true crime reviews at the website, the-blotter.com. You can suggest more reviews by hitting me up on social media at Blotter Presents on both Facebook and Twitter. And if you become a Patreon tipster, you'll get to listen to and select minisodes I don't send to Gen Pop. That Patreon page is patreon.com/blotterpresents. I'm Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule. Will a big enough monetary donation put a stop to these disgusting puns? What the hell? Give it a try. And thanks for listening to Blotter Briefs.